This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Looks like President Obama's done evolving on marriage, and we get a letter from Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani.
Live from Washington, D.C., J. Sekulow Live.
The attorney for a jailed Iranian pastor is sentenced to 9 years in prison. Mohammed Ali Dadka was representing Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. Nadarkhani has been sentenced to death for leaving Islam and converting to Christianity.
The American Center for Law and Justice, which is working to release Pastor Youssef, says with no lawyer, Nadarkhani is now in much greater danger.
The American Center for Law and Justice has been working to secure Youssef's release. The ACLJ says the pastor is at greater risk now because he has no legal advocate. His attorney has been charged with acting against Iran's national security and spreading propaganda.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The American Center for Law and Justice and Jay Sekulow's group has been following this very closely. We'll get updates from them as well.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, is joining me on the broadcast today. And folks, big news with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. We have received a letter. Present Truth Ministries, we work with very closely. Jason DeMars, the head of that ministry, will be on my broadcast in the third segment of the Jordan Sekulow Show later today to talk about the letter he received from Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. Starts off with, to all those who are concerned and worried about my current situation. By the way, we have the original Farsi letter. It will be posted online right now, actually, at aclj.org, so you can see the original. Of course, this is the English translation. First, I would like to inform all of my beloved brothers and sisters that I'm in perfect health in the flesh and spirit, and during these days which are hard, in order to prove your loyalty and sincerity to God, I am trying to do the best in my power to stay right with what I have learned from God's commandments. Now, folks, this is only the second time, really, in recent memory that Pastor Youssef has been able to communicate this way from jail. And he says this about your efforts to help him. He says, I need to remind my beloveds, though my trial due has been so long as in the flesh I wish these days to end, yet I have surrendered myself to God's will. And listen to this. From time to time, I am informed about the news which is spreading in the media about my current situation. For instance, being supported by various churches and famous politicians who have asked for my release, or campaigns and human rights activities which are going on against the charges which are applied to me. I do believe that these kinds of activities can be very helpful in order to reach freedom, and respecting human rights in a right way can bring forth positive results. If you want to read the whole letter from Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, and I'll read some more of it later in the broadcast, that is up at aclj.org. And really only the second time since we've been working on this situation, he's been able to communicate this way to us, thanking all of you for the work that you've done. 941 days in jail, and as you can tell just from the snippets of the letter I read, his faith remains strong. Now, on to the issue I know many of you want to talk about, President Obama's decision now publicly to finish evolving. You know, he kept evolving. Now he's evolved, and he has endorsed gay marriage. He believes that marriage is okay, same-sex marriage is okay, but also kind of tempered that with, but the state should be handling it, not the federal government. So is this much of a change in policy, or is this just politics? We'll talk about it. 1-800-684-3110. If you've got an opinion, give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Today we are offering, again, our Foundations of Freedom. Think about this marriage decision. You talk about the federal marriage amendment that Mitt Romney's talked about, and all these different laws, the Defense of Marriage Act. You need to know the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address. We've put it together in a free booklet. It's absolutely free, but you have to call to get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Call and get your copy of Foundations of Freedom today. 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, J Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. Free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Than Bennett's in the studio also with me here in Washington, D.C. Folks, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We can't ignore what President Obama did yesterday. Some think that this was, you know, President Obama was put into a corner. He really, you know, he was evolving on the issue. Don't forget, the Department of Justice already dropped the Defense of Marriage Act. They already stopped defending that. Congress had to start defending it in courts. In fact, I mean, this is not... Doing that is basically the same as what he said yesterday. Let's take a listen to President Obama, Byte 18.
I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient, that was something that would give people hospital visitation rights and other elements that we take for granted. I was sensitive to the fact that for a lot of people, you know, the word marriage was something that evokes very powerful traditions, religious beliefs, and so forth.
And here is the key line from President Obama, Byte 19.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
Now, folks, if you remember correctly, if you were listening to the broadcast yesterday, I thought this was coming. And I thought it was coming because he canceled an event in North Carolina that was the same day as their marriage amendment vote, which defined marriage between a man and a woman. And 61% of the voters there supported that amendment defining marriage as traditional marriage, a man and a woman, and only a man and a woman. And so President Obama canceled that event and then quickly scheduled a national interview on ABC News. And then that was immediately leaked. What was the interview? Him endorsing gay marriage. Now, a lot of people, I think, are out there saying, I thought he already did. I mean, the way he kind of positions himself politically, I'm not sure this is such a surprise. Now, it may be to some who were not as informed, and maybe that will be about the general electorate come this fall, that this is something new. But for those of you who pay close attention to politics, I can't imagine that this is so shocking. But if it is, I'd like to hear from you as well. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And Than, in Washington, D.C., there was kind of an immediate reaction to what President Obama did. I mean, now it's taken one of those social issues and shot it right up to the front page of the newspapers.
Yeah, a couple of reactions out of D.C., Jordan. I mean, much like when the American people vote on this issue, the side of traditional marriage always wins. That's generally the case when the House or Senate votes on this as well. And just yesterday, two separate votes. The first one was on the floor of the House of Representatives, actually by a vote of 245 to 171. The House actually voted to stop the Department of Justice from using taxpayer funds to actively oppose DOMA. So President Obama won't be able to go out and use taxpayer funds to oppose DOMA after he dropped the defense of it. And then second, in a committee by a vote of 36 to 25, an amendment by Todd Akin from Missouri passed that creates a statutory conscious protection clause for members of the military, chaplains in the military, to protect them from having to conduct same-sex marriages. So when this gets put to a vote, even to the American people, Jordan, or to members of Congress, by and large, traditional marriage usually wins out.
Yeah, I mean, when the people vote, we see whether it's California in Proposition 8, which is in court, but when they voted, overwhelming support there. Same thing goes in South Carolina. I mean, in North Carolina just a couple of days ago, overwhelming support. But we have to ask the questions here. What do you think this actually changes? It doesn't change the law. It doesn't change the Constitution. It's the president's political opinion. He also tried to temper it down by saying it's just really he wants to leave it up to states. We've got some phone calls about that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to line two.
Yeah, let's start with line two. It's Andrew calling from South Carolina. Andrew, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
I was just thinking that, you know, Obama has pretty much ignored what the people have voted on. You know, he pushes his own agenda, and this is a guy that doesn't care a thing about states' rights. You know, for him to do this, he's just going to come back and, if states vote against, you know, gay marriage, he'll just come back and overturn that, you know, as a federal statute, not as a state right.
Well, I think it's interesting, Andrew, that you brought up the states' rights. As President Obama did talk about that yesterday, he said, you know, that marriage has traditionally been a state role. Now, you look at the actions of the Department of Justice, that's very selective. I mean, states only have a right to act, it seems like, under this Department of Justice and Obama's train of thought and Holder's train of thought when they agree with the administration. And when it's not a policy the administration likes, it's unconstitutional, racist, it violates, you know, equal protection and due process. But take a listen. Here's President Obama, Bite 17, where he invokes this kind of states have their stand here to be up to the states.
In addition to everything we've done in this administration, rolling back Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so that, outstanding Americans can serve our country, whether it's no longer defending the Defense Against Marriage Act, which tried to federalize what has historically been state law. I've stood on the side of broader equality for the LGBT community.
You know, right there, up to the states. I mean, the Defense of Marriage Act, interesting, Than, doesn't require states to do anything, and yet they still drop that because the one thing it allowed states to do if they wanted to was not recognize a same-sex marriage performed in another state. They really empower the states to make up your own decision.
Yeah, right. I mean, two things on this. Even if you want this decision left to the states, Jordan, DOMA can still stand because DOMA defines marriage for purposes of establishing federal benefits. So the two can actually coexist together. But I think more important even on this point than that is the fact that now that the president has said that he thinks the marriage question should be dealt with by the states, well, 32 states have voted on this and 32 states have said they stand on the side of traditional marriage. So does that mean that the president is going to defend those 32 states and the laws or the referendums that they passed? My hunch would be that he won't do that, but if he doesn't, it'll be a violation of what he just said. So, Jordan, he may be done evolving on this, but he hasn't actually fixed this problem for him because he's still going to have questions that he can't answer based on the statements that he's made.
Absolutely. Folks, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me tell you, a lot of invoking of the U.S. Constitution and the rights of the American people. You need a copy of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address. We call it the American Center for Law and Justice, the Foundations of Freedom, a booklet we've put together for you. We offer it for free. And when we think it's time for you to get educated, we think you need the founding documents, we give it out absolutely free. We don't do it all the time. This is a perfect time because an issue like the definition of marriage now at the forefront, and there are cases going on all over the country in federal courts when it comes to the Defense of Marriage Act, when it comes to marriage, the definition of marriage, and what all this means, and of course politically as well. I think it's another one of those issues. Talk about a contrast between the two candidates. But if you want your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom, you need to call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom there. Folks, I think this is a critical time. I want to hear from you on the show. We got a lot of phone calls coming in, but encourage you to get that Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. It's absolutely free. Than, back to the phone.
Yeah, Jordan, next up we've got Ike. He's calling from Maryland on line three. Ike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good afternoon, Ike. Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. The only reason Obama came out and said that he endorses gay marriages is because it's an election year and he wants the gay vote. But I'll top it off and finish it off by saying this. Mr. Obama, if you're listening, if you really endorse gay marriage, divorce Michelle and marry Biden. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that. I mean, and I don't think it's fair to characterize people on this position that way, but I know it was a joke. I take your jest in time. And then, folks, let me just say, I think what Ike said, that this is all about politics. It's interesting. I was listening to a lot of the commentary on this yesterday, and it's like, Than, most people assumed, if you don't watch politics closely, that this has been this great divide between the two parties. But actually, the Democrat Party platform may be changed this year to support gay marriage, but hasn't been so in the past.
Yeah, this is really the first sitting president that has said this, and I think it's been more or less clear, Jordan, that this has probably been the president's position all along, although it hasn't been his stated position. He hasn't had the courage to say it, but you've got it exactly right. This was a political decision through and through. I mean, his donors, the members of his administration really pushed him to do it. His approval rating was down with the core of his base. He had to get that back up, but Jordan, the reason it took him so long, and I hate to keep coming back to this, but the American people are not on his side on this issue. He was hesitant to do it. It took him a long time to do it, but the bottom line, it was a political move, and now he's trying to do it as delicately as possible.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to get your comments on the air, we will take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. The marriage issue, I thought it was going to be an issue yesterday on the show. Certainly is, but will it have a real effect on the election? I mean, we talk about the morals of it, but I'm not a minister, but was it going to have an effect on the politics, or if people really choose not to or to vote for President Obama, maybe the gay community comes out with more support? But it's hard to tell. Maybe the political ramifications of the African-American community, which is very conservative on this issue. Hey, that's very important in swing states like North Carolina. We'll see. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom, right now. We've all got it at the ACLJ. You need your copy as well. If you've already got one, you can get another one. Give it out to your friend, family. 877-989-2255. Call now. That's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org.
Jay Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We'll continue to take those calls on the Jordan Secchio Show today as well. Before we get back to the marriage issue, I know many of you are hanging on the line to talk about that. Let me remind those who are just joining us that we've received a letter from Pastor Youssef Nader-Khani, and yes, it's legitimate. We took time at a ministry, Present Truth Ministries, that we work with very closely out of Minnesota, works with the Iranian church, and we've been working with them on the situation involving Pastor Youssef Nader-Khani, Jason DeMars, who will be on the Jordan Secchio Show on my show later today in the third segment of the broadcast. Received the letter from some of the church officials and leaders in Iran who are in close contact with, of course, Pastor Youssef Nader-Khani and the ones who are constantly trying to affirm and confirm that he remains to be alive. Put together, and it's a letter from Youssef Nader-Khani. We have the original Farsi letter posted online at aclj.org. Just tweeted that out, so if you follow me at twitter.com/JordanSecchio, you can see that there. The letter starts with, let me just do this one more time for those just joining. To all those who are concerned and worried about my current situation, this was dated on Monday, May 7th. First, I would like to inform all of my beloved brothers and sisters that I am in perfect health in the flesh and spirit, and during these days which are hard, in order to prove your loyalty and sincerity to God, I am trying to do the best in my power to stay right with what I have learned from God's commandments. In the flesh, I wish these days to end, yet I've surrendered myself to God's will. And from time to time, I'm informed about the news which is spreading in the media about my current situation. If only he knew the full scope of that. For instance, being supported by various churches and famous politicians who have asked for my release, or campaigns and human rights activities which are going on against the charges which are applied to me. I do believe that these kinds of activities can be very helpful in order to reach freedom and respecting human rights in a way that can bring forth positive results. And then he does ask at the end, so I ask all the beloved ones to pray for me, as the Holy Word has said. At the end, I hope my freedom will be prepared as soon as possible, as the authorities of my country will do with free will according to their law and commandments, which they are answerable to. May God's grace and mercy be upon you now and forever, Pastor Youssef Nader-Khani. That letter was dated Monday, May 7th. If you want to stand with Pastor Youssef Nader-Khani, go online to aclj.org. Tweet for Youssef is reaching over 2 million people every single day. You can go online and still sign up and join Tweet for Youssef. That letter, very important, folks. It's real. Check it out at aclj.org. Send it around to your friends and family. And, folks, I just think it's encouraging to know and see how strong Pastor Youssef's faith is, even in the face of so much adversity. And it's encouragement to keep fighting, keep working hard to try and have him released so he does have that freedom that he talks about in that letter. Than, we have a lot of calls coming about the marriage issue. No surprise there. And I think we just go right to him because a lot of people have comments on that.
Yeah, let's go right back to him. Let's start with line four. Irene's calling from New York. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, it already started from people like Hillary Rosen, Chris Matthews, calling Mitt Romney and us Republicans that we're homophobes, bigots. We've got to fight back now their intolerance, as they keep picking a fight with us Republicans and Mitt Romney almost every week about war on women, war on this. This is a war on traditional marriage by Obama. And, you know, the media goes along with this. Like, they can't respect our wishes, but when we have to respect theirs.
You know, it is a situation which we know the media will try to use this to divide the country and to make some people look like they don't care about others' rights. And it's so interesting that, you know, on the one hand, Governor Romney was supposed to be so moderate, and now he's so right-wing in the media's eyes. You see how quickly they can change that on you. Now, does this make it a clear contrast between Governor Romney and President Obama? I think absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of social conservatives out there who may not have been as excited yet about Governor Romney or known as much about him because they were hearing it from the media, they see this media attack on him now as a right-winger who's out of touch and homophobic, like you said, Irene, And then they say, wait, this is the same things they do to us, the conservatives. And so, hey, I think I'm going to go out there and support this guy. You know, I'm going to actually get behind his campaign. Let's get excited about this campaign. So we'll see what the consequences of this are, if any, when it comes to politics. But, of course, the bigger issue is redefining the definition of marriage. And if we do that in our country, should that be up to the citizens, the people, which is kind of what President Obama said. He tried to take this libertarian view, but his Department of Justice at the federal level has certainly been active, Than. I mean, that's the interesting thing. He played the Ron Paul line on marriage. I mean, for all of you out there who support Ron Paul, I know we got listeners that do, he kind of used the Ron Paul, it should just be up to the states, I don't support any federal laws, and then said that's why he's not defending DOMA. But DOMA has nothing to do with that, of course. It just says states don't have to do something. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they engaged on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and then on DOMA. I mean, that was the law of the land, and the Department of Justice exists to defend the laws of the land, and they declined to do so. So this really transcended the issue of marriage and went into a rule of law issue where the Department of Justice, under the direction of President Obama, decided to lay down on the job. But, Jordan, I think you're exactly right. I mean, there was already a stark contrast between President Obama and Governor Romney on you know, issues of the economy, whether you want, you know, higher taxes and big government or limited government and reduce spending. Now you've got this stark contrast on a social issue and one that really galvanizes the American people. So yet another example. And by the way, on the same day when North Carolina went to the polls and overwhelmingly chose the side of traditional marriage, that's going to be a challenge for the president in many of these swing states. And in some ways, it's surprising to me that he took this on now. But I think he had to because of the base. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to line one. Yep. Lavera is calling from Washington. Lavera, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. That whole thing with Biden last week was not just, quote, Joe being Joe. That was a setup for yesterday.
And absolutely.
I don't know when you're a – I will question his Christianity, because I don't know when you're a real Christian if you can just say, well, my view, and this is what I think, when the Bible clearly states in both the Old and the New Testament, homosexuality is an abomination to God.
Well, you know, it is interesting, I think, Laverna. One, I want to say I do agree with you when it comes to the planning this. I think the whole idea that this was made to look like President Obama was kind of up against the wall and in a corner and had to now issue a statement and didn't really want to do that. I mean, they may have wanted to do it a couple weeks later, but I think they were kind of putting their finger in the water, testing the water, and the water was, okay, if we say anything about this, we're going to have to say what we really believe. So you have all these other administration officials, the Secretary of Education, the Vice President of the United States, come out and make this statement. And then, you know, he said, well, I've got to, you know, I got to come clean. I got to tell you what I really believe. I'm done evolving, but it's really only my personal opinion. I do think, Lavera, that's another issue. I'm not going to question his faith. That's up to him and God. People are disagreeing on this more and more, and we see this in the Christian community also on not the issue of the act, but on the definition of marriage and what the role of that should be in the government. And there's this kind of libertarian strain, I think, that's coming through even conservatives and Christian conservatives. But I do think the whole idea that this was a shock and not something they were prepared to do, absolutely not true. In fact, the White House admitted that they were planning to do this sometime before the election, so they were already making the calculations. Folks, hang on the line. We're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 on the Jordan Sekulow Show, coming up right next. I want you to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, all absolutely free. It's a great booklet. We've all got it at the American Center for Law and Justice. We want you to have your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. If you've already got one or two, you can request another one. We don't offer them all the time. We are right now. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.